Yo, 皆さん、Manga Sensei Podcast で聞いてくれたことありがとうございます。Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today we're breaking down or clarifying another use for the grammar point nagara, base to nagara. Nagara, as we discussed last week, means to do two things by the same speaker simultaneously. However, it's important to know that when using nagara mo, it can use to mean two things simultaneously, the second clause, but having it say mo. I'm sorry, that's confusing. Let me say it a little more clear. When using nagara mo, it means although clause A, clause B happened. Similar to these two things happening at the same time, but including the although, a but in between the two. For example, if I say, 僕の妹は静かながら日本語がうまいです。Even though my sister is young, she speaks wonderful Japanese. See how I did that? I put the nagara after the adjective by cutting off cutting the end of the adjective to the adjective stem there, and then I put it on nagara. You can do the same thing with a verb. Put the verb in base 2, the e sound, and then nagara mo, say but, although, at the same time, and then you proceed with your second clause. So for example, if I said, この本を読みながらもよくわからないです。Even though I'm reading this book, I really don't understand what's going on. この本を読みながら、see, I put the 読む to base 2, 読みながらも although, よくわからないです。I really don't understand what's going on. And you can use this throughout using nagara. However, it's important to understand the distinction between using this nagara mo and other forms of but in Japanese. The first clarification that you can use with nagara mo is that nagara mo is used in formally spoken Japanese and written Japanese. It's not very often used, if at least correctly, in saying something in an informal way. So for example, my previous sentence where I said, よくわからない? It'd be more polite to say, or more correct to say, よくわかりません, because it makes it more polite. Or if I were to write it down, it'd make it just as correct, because it makes it written, and it, therefore slightly different. Let me give you another sentence, so you can practice this one, okay? If I said, 僕が毎日熱心に働きながらも、あまりお金がないです。Even though I work every day very difficultly,diligently, 熱心に働きながらも, I don't have a lot of money, which is very true. So, but you can see how this sentence flows together. I'm using the first sentence and saying, although this first sentence happens, although A, the result is B. And I think that's a very good way to view these kinds of sentences. You're using the nagara as kind of like a comma in your writing or a comma in your sentence to state, although one clause,the second happens. You could also use it in a positive light. So if I wanted to say, 僕が毎日熱心に働きながらも、毎日家内に会います、楽しみます。Even though I work every day really hard, I still spend time and have fun with my wife. And you can use it in that. In summation, it is used, nagara mo is an although.And is different from using base 2 nagara alone. And it is used in written Japanese and in formal spoken Japanese. It is also good to distinguish nagara mo in the fact that nagara mo is a although or a but sentence connecting two different sentences together. It also is very similar to zanen nagara, which is unfortunately.And used in very spoken Japanese. The mo in that case is dropped, and sometimes that will happen. But it's good to understand what it is so that when they do drop it, you can understand the context of what's happening. So you say, what simultaneously? That makes no sense. And therefore, you can clarify and understand better. But with that, I'm signing off for the day. Remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. Therefore, let's make some mistakes. Until then, じゃあね!